good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our commentary for today's economic and political events for May 3rd. It's Monday, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Welcome to May.
Welcome to May.
Black or lump it, it is here.
It is. It is. And already I believe the South is having some terrific storms as we speak. And
yes.
So I know we have many, many, many listeners in those areas. So please stay tuned if you have power. And keep us posted that you're doing okay. Gold today did okay. Gold was up $22 today at $1,792.
All right.
Silver had a better day. It was up 91 cents at 26.93. At one point in time, we were over 27. But right now, we're at 26.93 in the New York spot price after market. We have platinum up 27 at 1,232. Palladium was up 33, 3,025. And let's see. Crude oil today was down 32 cents. I'm sorry, I was looking at the dollar. The USDX today is down 0.32 at 90.96. Crude oil was up 88 cents at 64.46. And there's nothing wrong with the paper markets. The Dow was up 238 points at 34,113. The S&P was up 11. 4,192. The NASDAQ was down 67 points at 13,895. The 10-year yield was down 0.03 at 1.60. And European markets, they were all positive. Asian markets, let's see, take a peek, they were all negative. So, I don't know. It's the paper markets are what they are. But, you know, we always in our newsletter, we always have Doug Nolan. He writes a commentary on Friday. And I had the opportunity to interview him a couple times. But then he went with a competitor. So I can't interview him anymore. But we still do put his weekly commentary in the newsletter because it is – he is a – he doesn't get political and he doesn't sensationalize. But as far as the monetary and the bubbles that we're experiencing, I don't think there's any greater writer than he is. And I agree with just everything that he says. I mean, he's just spot on. And last week we did talk about Jerry Gundlach from Double Line or Gundlach from Double Line Capital, and he was talking about the Fed's statement, inflationary be transitory. And his weekly comment, and this is Doug Nolan's weekly comment, is commentary is based on the Fed is guessing. He says, guessing is giving the Fed the benefit of the doubt. It's more of a declaration, and inflation is not and will not be an issue. He doubts there's anything that would shift their approach. Central bank has its heels dug firmly in, monetary policy will remain ultra loose. He says that the deflating stock market bubble was troubling for the Fed. The money market fund liquidity issues concerning the run on corporate debt, the ETFs, the illiquidity and dislocation in the treasury markets, he says must have been horrifying. After all, an unwind of treasury market leverage would surely bring this entire historic party to a unceremonious conclusion. He says, we've witnessed a historic experiment in monetary management go completely off the rails. Future historians will be confounded. They will see recklessness, policy negligence. Where was the oversight? Where were there no checks and balances? How could a small group of unelected officials just create trillions out of thin air. Trillions of dollars that have fueled history's greatest speculative manias. With the potential momentous impact on monetary policies, central banking by its nature must be a conservatively managed institution. No big experiments, no big mistakes, err on the side of prudence and caution, and you never ever take your eye off money and credit. And I mean, this just goes on, and this is just brief, but he's just has some really good statements in there. It's stunning what doesn't matter these days, what is downplayed, disregarded. We left this dual mandate, he says, BS, that he essentially disregards every critical issue relevant to monetary and price stability. So, and the whole Fed, you know, there is no basis for believing that this massive money printing is a reasonable solution to any problem. History, meanwhile, is replete with inflationary catastrophe. Inflationism has a long list of spectacular failures. Monetary stability is fundamental to stable prices, markets, economies, societies, and governments. And so, Butch, our whole system, when we talk about our systems collapsing, this is basically what he is saying here. There has been no checks and balances. It is complete recklessness. There is, that is, and everything that is good, if you can say is good, is totally gone. And I always go to fundamentals. You have to look to the fundamentals. And, you know, this monetary stability is fundamental to these stable prices, as I said, markets, societies. We're talking societies. When you have a system collapse, guess what goes with it? Societies, governments.
Absolutely.
It's just absolutely not a reason. Yeah.
I just don't understand how they can do the same stupid stuff over and over, nation from nation, throughout history, and not see the downfall of it. I don't understand, Melody. It has to be on purpose, because no one can be that stupid. We've watched nations in our lifetime, the last 20 years, collapse in their fiat currencies and spending. We've seen it happen in socialist nations, and again, we talk about Venezuela, but there are many others. There's no excuse to keep repeating the same mistake over and over, except they have to want to collapse something, because they surely see that this is coming. They cannot be that ignorant. It's impossible.
We're even a little different than if we do the comparison of Venezuela, because that was a true socialist country. I mean, and I don't think people really... I agree. But there, the people knew what they had. Here, we don't know. People don't know what we have, and they've always had issues. It's poor country. Yes, it might have been the wealthiest country, but I don't think it's still different than what we're experiencing here in the United States.
Well, the biggest difference is, we had it made. They didn't. They never really did have what we had. America had it really as the top of the list, the line on everything available, including at one time our freedoms and our free enterprise system.
Exactly.
We threw in the trash can. So that makes us even worse.
That's my point. We're worse, and it's going to hurt worse.
I agree.
And when he talks about, and we talk about this all the time, this is just another person's perspective on it and his words. It's a handful of people. A handful of people have been able to do. And they've gotten away with it, because basically they've paid everybody off to get away with it. You have the Wall Street. So it's not that hard to see how they did it or how they got away with it. Everything has just been all ignored for Wall Street.
Well, bankers have controlled most of the world for centuries. And let's face it, even in Christ's time, they were in his father's house using usury in exchange in temple money for pure money that they couldn't give away Roman coins for sacrifices. So they had to switch it over to pure gold and silver coins. That's what they're charging usury for. And Christ said, you're a den of thieves. Well, he sure got it right. But the den of thieves didn't go away. He ran them out of the temple that day. And Jackson ran them out back in the 1860s. But they're back in force worldwide.
They
run the world's economy. Now, we don't like it, but it doesn't change it.
No. And you know, we look to, you know, it just goes to show what our politicians have been doing over these years, turning a blind eye, so distracting the people of this nation. They've split us into two parties. They started dividing us a long time ago with issues. And it's, you know, and that's all been rehashed. That's all been, you know, I'm not going to rehash that, but it's all part of, there were no checks and balances. Yeah. It's all by design. And they were all bought off, paid off, whether they knew it or not. I'll bet Butch there's some that they probably really didn't know that that's what was happening. You think?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. No doubt. But you know, ignorance, well, my people destroy for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6 says so. Ignorance of the truth and law doesn't make it go away. I mean, it's like a child that's ignorant to that's a rattlesnake. It'll still bite it. Mm-hmm. You know, so the ignorance will kill you, so to speak. And Americans for a long time are very naive. Most of them still are.
Yes, very much so.
So that's where we are.
So it's good to see gold higher.
Yes, it is.
And silver higher. And is this the breakout we've been waiting for? I don't know, but it's going to be an interesting, you have to read, let's look at it this way, Butch. You know, COVID is, for all sake and purposes, you know, things are opening up. We're beginning to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now that's no longer the distraction. So now you're going to start seeing, I mean, I don't know if the next distraction is going to be the next 6 months when everything opens up and you have all these high GDPs and so forth. And everybody thinks that, you know, we're back to normal, but we won't be back to normal.
No,
you know,
normal's over. Normal's over.
Normal is over. Exactly. So the bad news is still yet to come. So.
It is amazing.
Anyway.
We're watching fall into place every day. They've been putting this together, Melody, for a lot of years, longer than you and I have been around to think about it. A lot of years. And you have to give them credit for being patient. But they've dismantled the country. They've undermined the country. They've destroyed the foundations one little bit at a time. Now, not enough that the people get too alarmed. Just enough that just enough to tear it down a little bit. Let the people get comfortable again and then tear down some more. And it's worked very well. Creeping incrementalism worked very well.
Well, Warren Buffett, I guess they had their annual meeting, and he talks about, Warren is saying that we are seeing some very substantial inflation.
Yeah.
With the rising price.
The lumber price and stuff, yes.
Yeah, but you got to remember he's an elite.
Oh, yes, he is.
So, you know, when he and I'm not a fan of Warren Buffett by any means, but he says, but he talks about, you know, the rising prices, and there's discussions of inflation going back to the Carter years. And so it's going to be interesting. Remember the long lines at gas stations?
We do.
And that means there's shortages in products, more supply chain disruptions.
Or at least maybe like the oil shortage, a made-up shortage to raise the prices. We'll discuss that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But there never was really an oil shortage. There was a shortage of getting it in the country because they wanted to raise the price of gasoline.
Right.
And they talked about it before they done it, by the way, folks. This wasn't a surprise for those who knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, on the front of the Week magazine, I get it here once in a while. I use it for a Bible study show news. On the front of the magazine, it has a big black words, Grand Ambitions. And it says, Biden's $6 trillion plan to build America and become the next FDR. It shows him driving down the road in a blue convertible with FDR sitting beside him, both of them grinning at each other. I mean, this is in a liberal magazine. They see it. So, anyway.
Yeah, but they like it.
Oh, they do. They do, but they see
like
it. They see it. So,
yeah,
anyway.
But they like those programs.
So, what are you going to do? There it is.
Yeah, they like those programs. So they don't see they think it's a wonderful thing. So, but yeah, we're going to talk a little bit of prices here, and I think in the next segment, Butch.
We are.
And, I mean, just to sugar's up 59%. These are the prices in just over the past year. You have crude oil, Brent crude, 163%. You're going to talk about lumber, that's up 265%. I mean, just everything. Cotton, 54, sugar. And these are just
everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Just everything.
All the basics for life.
Yes.
They are. Really, it's going through the roof. Before we go to break, I want to share one article that's kind of off topic of finance, but it's very interesting. 15-20 years ago, a guy named Helmut Nettles gave me a bearing. You know what a bearing is, right? And it's a bearing, called a bearing in a race. The race is a round piece. The bearing go inside, and you turn inside that round piece, like on an axle of a car or whatever.
Right.
He gave me one that had been printed, machine printed. It made a bearing in a race. It wasn't metal. It's plastic. But they made that out of a machine. They printed it. They didn't design it. They didn't mold it. They printed it. I had to share this before we go to break. A Dutch couple moved into Europe's first 3D printed home, which can be built in just 5 days after the machine prints 24 concrete elements in 120 hours. And it's a nice looking home. They're going to rent it out for £695 per month. I don't know what that is in dollars. But they can build the home now in 5 days out of concrete. It's great concrete, and it's all, you know, it says it feels natural, and it's on the cutting edge of technology. It'll be built in 5 days, and they are wanting to move this across the planet. They're built homes in 5 days out of concrete, printed homes. Think about that.
And think about all those lost jobs.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And the cost would have to be much, much lower. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Heading into the break, we were talking about a 3D home printed.
Yes.
That you can call your own, made out of cement. Hey, that'd be great for hurricanes and.
Oh yes, I mean, it'd be cool in the summer,
cool.
And keep it warm in the winter. But you know, when Hellman gave me that bearing and race, I was fascinated by that plastic piece of plastic. It was made by a printer. And I said, "This has been 15 years ago or longer." I said, "One day they'll be building buildings out of this." I didn't. Know that. I hadn't read that, but I said, one, if they can do this, they can build other things. And of course, now you can print off and make, you know, you can make a 3D printed gun that works out of plastic. I'm not making this up. This is for real. So, yeah, and I guess if that home was going to be half the price or a little, I mean, why not? If it works, it works. But like you said, what's going to happen to all the people that the construction workers and the lumber mill workers? You know, so I don't know. It's time will tell on that, but that would be a space. I would think, especially in a desert, that'd be like an adobe house. It'd be cool inside.
Yes, it would be.
So.
Yes, it would.
That's my opinion.
Pretty cool. And then you can have 3D printed furniture.
There you go. I would expect they probably are working on that. I imagine. Probably not that concrete. I wouldn't think, but you never know.
You never know.
And I guess you saw the article that gas prices continue to climb in Southern California for the ninth day. And in California, folks, gasoline down in Southern California is $4.99 a gallon in Beverly Grove area. And premium is $5.99 a gallon. The guy says he spent $100, almost $100 to fill his tank up. And when you drive 100 miles per day, he said, that adds up to a lot of money. No doubt. And there's, you know, of course, there's trucker shortages. They can't find enough drivers to keep the stations fueled up. So, what can I say? When the fuel prices go up, delivery prices go up, food prices go up, everything goes up. Utilities go up because everything has to have fuel to run on, right?
Yes, it does.
So, prices will continue to rise. That all fits into inflation, folks. When you increase the price on something that's essential for other products to be distributed or produced, they're going to raise the prices. They have to. Then Melody said about lumber prices. Said lumber prices break new records, adding heat to home prices. Sawmill owners poised to reap big profits while home buyers renters bear brunt of rising wood costs. Now, that's the truth. It says the fringing climb into lumber prices generating superlative profits for sawmill owners. Home buyers, renters, and do-it-yourselfers are footing the bill. These firms have emerged as the biggest beneficiaries of the wood boom. They're feasting on a glut of cheap pine trees in the U.S. South, while their finished products like lumber and plywood are flying off hardware stores and being bid up by home builders. Lumber futures for May delivery ended Friday at $1,550. Per 1,000 board feet, an all-time high, and roughly four times the typical price this time last year. And we know that's true. You can see it. But according to other sources, and I tend to believe this might be true, there is no shortage. Train loads of lumber stacked as far as the eye can see, and there's actually going online. You can see the pictures of where this is. This is in Vermont, according to the article. But they got a 3/8 of a mile 3/8 of a mile along a railroad track, stacked with lumber. It's delivered by railroad from Canada, picked up by trucks and taken on into the United States. But it got thousands of board feet laying there going nowhere. And these, of course, we know that Weyerhaeuser, George Pacific, and West Fraser Timber Company really own the lumber businesses. So I don't want to, I'm not being a conspiracy theorist here, but think about this. If they can create a shortage for whatever the reason, like they did the oil shortage back in the 70s, there was no shortage of petroleum being produced, the shortage was getting delivered to us. Why? That was necessary, folks, because they wanted to back the dollar with oil. It's called a petrodollar. They wanted their prices up so the dollar would be worth more. This is all historical fact. Why wouldn't they do the same thing with lumber? So the influx of demand outpaced supply and has caused lumber prices to be up 340% from a year ago. But again, it shows pictures of this one particular this lumber company stacking up lumber 3/8 of a mile long, and that's where the trains dumped it off and nobody's picking it up. So is it a man-made shortage? I wouldn't doubt it. I can't prove it, but it wouldn't surprise me. Greed, the love of money, is still the root of all evil. Why would it not be a man-made shortage? So that's my opinion, Melody. So whatever you think and do with that, you can run with it.
Where am I running to?
I don't know. If you find a place to go, let me know, will you?
Well, I agree. And, I think after last year, there was a lot of things that were shut down and everything. And we spoke. How often have I said this through the past year, we have a supply chain that is broken. And it's all, I think it is all part of, it comes back to the financial system again. And it comes back to shutting down global economies. Shutting down economies around the world. And what do you expect to happen? You're going to see disruption in the supply chains. So, I don't know, Butch. But the point is, it's happening. And people are paying it. And it's just the same thing as I say with gold and silver. The premiums are high. They are staying high because people are paying it. I mean, if you want a house built, you're going to pay it because you want your house finished.
Yep.
The same way with gold and silver, you're going to pay the extra premium because you're going to protect your purchasing power. It's that important. So I don't know. And this is the beginnings, I believe, of the big inflations. And it's not going to go away like the oil prices did. The last time when gasoline went up to, $5, $6, $7, the commodities markets pushed the oil to 150. That was the underlying issue at that point in time, I believe. It was a big part of it. I don't know if it was the only part, but it was a big part. We don't have $150 oil now.
No, we don't. But it's still $5 a gallon in California.
And it's still, yeah. And it's rising everywhere else. So, to me, those are just the true signs of true inflation creeping into the market. And taxes are going up.
Oh, yes. That's inevitable. That's going up. You're right.
Yeah, so.
And I say this, one of my pet peeves, every year the property taxes go up. I know they don't raise up, they don't double every year, but even 3 to 5% a year, a little more, adds up over 20 years. It does. It hurts.
Well, the thing of it is, since nobody went to school in this last year and a half, our property taxes should be going down.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
You'd think. Because that's the excuse they always use.
I don't think it works that way. I really don't.
No.
And Thomas Jefferson said this, and this is a paraphrase, but there's no more evil tyranny than make somebody pay taxes for something they don't believe in. I don't believe in public schools, but I still got to pay taxes. That's just what I'm saying. So, anyway. And
what's
this
that?
Is playing in, I think, into something that's going to be a huge hurt on the dollar. I know, no doubt it's going to be. But the dollar has since 1971, folks, around the world, has been a fiat currency. Nixon took the gold from behind the dollar worldwide in 1971. I remember he done that. I didn't know what he did. I was just a year got married. I didn't know anything about anything. I just know that happened. And that's why they did the petrodollar, to back the dollar again and have nations to a trade in the dollar. But it's changing. The petrodollar is basically going. For the first time ever, Russia drops under 50% of exports sold in U.S. dollars. The more America imposes its sanctions on Russia, the more natural it is to desire is the desire of the latter to avoid the risk of the consequences of these sanctions. The rejection of the dollar is in this regard is something that has been expected for a while and is happening now. Russia's decades-long drive to reduce its dependence on the unpredictable U.S. dollar, and folks, that's not a word, unpredictable U.S. dollar. When you can't trust it as a base, solid foundation, you can't trust it. We said the unpredictable U.S. dollar reached a milestone as the share of exports sold in U.S. currency fell below 50% for the first time ever. According to the central bank figures released late on April 26th, the main decline in the use of the dollar occurred in Russia's trade with China. More than three-quarters of the dollar turnover was replaced by the euro. According to data for the fourth quarter, the share of the single currency in the total exports jumped by more than 10 percentage points to 36%. So they're going to the euro. I really didn't foresee that. I thought the euro was kind of on the way out, but nations are still using it all over Europe. So they're going to stick with they're going to switch to the euro. Who knows from there? I don't know. If China gets a gold back yuan, you may go there. I don't know what's going to happen or not. But the dollar is on the way out. It's going to cause inflation in ways we hadn't really planned on. Because if China starts trading in euros, the dollar's going to lose value, which is going to increase our trade deficit. There you go, folks. Think about it. That's called inflation. Go ahead, Melanie.
Well, you know, they said that the euro was an experiment also. And I just love all these monetary experiments. You know, it's always based on the back of the citizens. You know, all these experiments, isn't that grand? And the people don't have a say. But anyway, everybody has said the euro was going to fail, and I never thought it would. You know, it's not going to fail until they unite with a one global currency. And I think the euro was a test to see multiple countries use one currency. It was the experiment to see how it works. Now, they've certainly have had their issues, and the euro has certainly dropped, you know, to where everybody thought it was going to be replaced. And but what would they replace it with? Each country would have to go back to their own currency. And, you know, that might if they begin to default on debt, that's when it would happen. You know, that's that, you know, just like ours, you know, the dollar is going to be traded until we default. And then they might have to issue in a new currency or, you know, they'll have to do something. So that's my take on the euro.
All righty. Now, this is interesting. The folks, listen to this, please. I mean, we're going to tie two articles here together. Richest Americans add $195 billion to net worth during Biden's first 100 days.
Well, congratulations, Butch.
Yeah, really. Don't worry, I'll share with you, Melody. As the Biden administration and congressional Democrats continue to spend money like Pretty Woman with Richard Gere's credit card, the top beneficiaries of this froth-inducing stimulus have been America's wealthiest 100 individuals, who tacked on a combined $195 billion to their fortunes during President Obama's first, I'm sorry, President, same thing, Biden's first 100 days in office. The most recent gains have been fueled by the continued rise of the stock market since Biden was sworn in January 20th, along with the vaccination program's fast rollout and $1.9 trillion government stimulus package. The S&P, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones index have been both climbed more than 10% during that time. Attempts such as Biden to refloat the economy can boost incomes and wealth at the very top, said Mike Savage, sociology professor at the London School of Economics. We've seen the paradox since the 2008 financial crisis with quantitative easing, which has mostly benefited people with assets, inflating their values significantly. Folks, that's the way it always works. The lower and middle class get the shaft. The elite make the money. Now, to show how this works, we know that China is a communist country. It had been just about since its inception many years ago. We know that it's a communist socialist state. But that doesn't mean that some people there are not prospering while millions are struggling by to pay the bills, just like here in the United States. Beijing tops New York City in number of billionaires on the latest Forbes list. Folks, this is the first time that I know of this ever happened. The Chinese capital has one more billionaire than Gotham or New York City, 100 to 99, according to Forbes. So what I'm saying, and make this whole point, is a communist nation, a socialist society, will still feed profits to certain people, sure, while the common people suffer and struggle. The rich get richer. So no, socialism will not mean everybody goes broke. It means the elite will prosper, but the people will pay for it. Is that fair enough, Melody?
That's very good, very very good, Butch. Very good.
Well, thank you. I got an A plus. Right. All right. Anyway, but with all sincerity, folks, please think that over. There are more billionaires in Beijing than New York City. So communism will make billionaires also.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes a whole lot more poor people. So there you go.
Well, yeah, those that make the money, I mean, those that make the money have to have to commit and become the government. And most of those are, some of those people that become very wealthy are partners with the government, you know, and somehow, in some way, they're, you know, directly related or tied to the communist government. The communist government has control. They get to do what the government tells them to do.
Yes.
And so, and not a lot different here, but.
Well, it isn't. It really, and it's sad to say, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. You know, the free enterprise system really, without a safety net, was what America's supposed to be. You either got rich or you prospered, or maybe you didn't. But the people that wanted to work and they maybe had a few abilities could move on and actually do something. But today it's not that way. The folks that are, we'll say middle class and below, have a hard time just keeping their heads above water.
That's true. Very true.
And here's another shortage. Chlorine prices explode.
Yeah.
Just in time for peak pool season. I don't have a pool, folks. I got a creek by the house here. But anyway, here's another example of the butterfly effect. And I'm going to go to break a minute. I didn't pay attention to clocks. But anyway, we're going to have a chlorine situation. If you got a pool, and the chlorine quart goes in bleach also. So that'll mean price of bleach goes up. Another inflationary step in the market today in your store when you go buy a chlorine bleach to wash your clothes in.
And not only that, salt.
So, oh, that's true.
They've had issues getting salt. A lot of swimming pools use salt to make the chlorine. And that hasn't been around for a while. If people have home water softeners that take salt, it's hard to get. 800-375-4188 for your gold. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Hey, we just got a news flash, Butch.
Okay.
Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, they are splitting up after 27 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's going to shop for a rich man or a rich woman, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My. Maybe she didn't get vaccinated. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. What a crazy world. It really is.
Well, you know, Bezos probably set the stage for billionaire divorces, you know.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true. But, you know, back to the cooling situation. You know, we know about the shortage of chips. You know, they had a fire at a Japanese chip maker plant, and that's why they made the shortage of chips. Well, they had a fire, supposedly, in Lake Charles, Louisiana, after Hurricane Laura passed over, and that's why they're not making enough chlorine. And the price of chlorine is going to be up 58% between June and August. It's already up 37%. So, again, another hit on the people's pocketbooks if you wash your clothes once in a while and need a bit of bleach. Or if you have a pool, which I don't. So, anyway, I just want to share that. Another little touch, another nickel, dime, a dollar here and there and yonder. Who pays attention on Melody until you go to the store and start adding your bill up?
Yeah. Now everybody's going to have a run on bleach.
Never thought about that. And another direction, ammo and primer shortages continue into 2021. I knew this was going on. It's hard. It is almost impossible to order a firearm that you want. And matter of fact, the ones I called, I bought a handgun from my youngest son here a few months ago. The one I wanted, they said they could order it and put an order, but it might be months to never to get it. So I had to settle for what they had in stock. It's got to the point now that the manufacturers send to the gun sellers the what they have so they can order off the list. They can't order what they want necessarily. They have to order what's on the list that they get from the gun manufacturer. So we're seeing that happen. I mean, they're running low because people are buying them, and ammunition also. And 10 years ago, I told people there's going to be an ammunition shortage. I saw it coming. I stocked up myself. I'm glad I did, because prices are out of this world. A box of AR-15 ammo, 223 ammo, you could buy 50 rounds for $15 or less at one time. Now it's over a dollar a round for 1,000 rounds. So it's over $1,000 for a 1,000-round case of 223. 9mm is out of sight. I don't like 9mm, but they're out of sight right now. I don't have any of those. So, but it's just all ammo is going up. But readers have been well informed about the global shortages of ammunition or firearms in the last year due to massive demand pull from frightened Americans during the COVID-19 pandemic, social unrest in cities around the U.S., and the prospect of an anti-gun Biden administration. Now, another shortage has materialized, the lack of bullet primers, which is a device responsible for initiating the propellant combustion that pushes the bullet out of the barrel. Besides ammo shortages of last year, reloading components like primers and reloading tools have become scarce. Primers are tough for reloaders to find, too, as more and more of them are being used to be making factory ammo. Bullets are relatively easy to produce. Brass casings can be reused, and powder is still plentiful, but there's a bottleneck in ammo production because of the lack of primers. There are only four domestic manufacturers in the U.S., Federal, CCI, Remington, and Winchester. These firms supply primers to the military and law enforcement and the retail market. So in 2020, when more than 7 million people became first-time gun owners, They had to buy bullets, too, as a result of the unprecedented demand for ammo, selling out of Walmart, local gun shops, and online websites. The great primary shortage continues. So, again, you don't have to buy ammo or guns. If you don't, you know, that's something that's not like you can't eat them. I understand that. But if you do need ammo, want to buy a gun, you're going to pay out the nose for it. That's just the way it is. And, when I grew up in Melodia, you could buy 100 rounds of 22 ammo for 50 cents. Of course, I was a silver 50 cent piece. You understand that. You go out and spend, you can shoot all day long for just a few pennies. And even as far back as 20 years ago, you could buy 1,000 rounds of, or 550 rounds of 22 ammunition for $8-$9 a carton. Now it's way up. I mean, 100 rounds of ammo now is like $30 for a 22. So, you know, you can no longer shoot anything cheaply, if you don't understand what I'm saying.
Well, of course I do, Butch.
Well, you know, over the years, I've had the enjoyment of teaching a lot of young folks to shoot. I've enjoyed that. And we always took 22s because for a lot of reasons they were cheap to shoot, but they also didn't have any recoil, and they wore earmuffs, so they couldn't hear the crack of the bullet, and they weren't afraid to shoot. And gradually moving up to bigger firearms, 38s, whatever, went up the line, 357s. But you could shoot 22 in target practice and get used to the feel of a handgun or a rifle very inexpensively. That's a thing of the past. Sad but true. Anything you add to that?
No, and I'd say even just going to get tougher. It's just going to get tougher because that's the one thing that I think they can go after and get taxes and everything else passed on the ammo. So yeah, it's going to be not only a high price but difficult. But you know what's really amazing, Butch, and I guess it's something that's so needed, and yet I know so many people that just don't pay the higher prices. And it's like, you know, sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. And so if you need it, get it. If you find it, get it.
If you're low in stock and you feel you need it, do get it.
Get it. The prices are high. Get used to it.
Yeah. Yep, get it.
All prices are going higher. Everything. So get used to it. And, you know, you're going to have to pick your, what you're willing to pay for various things. But, yeah, we can go back to the 70s, but nobody remembers the 70s, Butch.
I do, a little bit.
A little.
I do. I remember, but we I remember don't, the 70s. Yeah.
I don't think we remember the emotion attached to high prices. Do we?
Well, compared to the day, the prices are really low. But yeah, you're right. Inflation took over. That's why they did it. Remember, do you remember the retail price figures under Nixon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't work. But they froze retail prices trying to keep inflation down. But you can't do that because the price goes up to the wholesalers and they can't absorb it forever. Yeah, I remember some of that. I do. And I also remember that it was tough to make it back then because I was married then, first married then. And I don't mind sharing stories about this because I remember one time I worked at the water plant in Summersville, West Virginia. I took care of water plants on weekends sometimes, worked in the sewage department and everything else. And Marsh was expecting our first son, and we went into, we didn't have any money at all, hardly, but went into a little diner, and I could afford to buy one hot dog and one Coke, so we split it. That's a true story. I'm not complaining. Again, I wish everybody went through that a little bit to appreciate the closeness that I brought between Marsh and I, not because she wanted to have the hot dog, but because we knew we did it together. We went through it together without complaining. You know what I'm saying? You follow me?
Absolutely. Who gets the bigger piece?
Yeah, exactly. And it brought us together closer. And we appreciate more now. We're not wealthy by any means, but I can go into the store and buy a hot dog, you know, and afford to pay for them both or both the meals. To me, it's a big move. Being blessed with three sons that eat like horses when they're growing up, you know, I mean, putting groceries on the table was a chore sometimes. And I'm not bragging or I'm not complaining. It's just God's will be done. I worked as many as three jobs at one time. to keep mm-hmm. the bills paid. That's what I had to do. But it wasn't a matter of, do I have to? It was my duty as a daddy and a husband.
Yes.
And I never did begrudge it.
Cause
that's what I was supposed to do.
Yep.
So I'll move on now. That's more of my private history. I'm sure everybody's thrilled to hear that. Still with us? Okay.
I'm here.
Tyson Foods, you're going to move into something new. Beyond Meat, face off with the new plant-based burgers. Oh, my gosh, folks.
What was that again?
Tyson Foods, Beyond Meat, face off with new plant-based burgers.
Oh, boy,
they want to
yummy.
Save the environment and get rid of cows because they pass gas in the atmosphere and they ruin the atmosphere, so they want to get rid of cows. We talked about last week in Oregon, they're going to pass laws that don't only animals you can eat, those that die of old age, or natural causes. Remember that? Mm-hmm. We talked about last week?
I do. We did.
So Tyson Foods Incorporated is launching plant-based hamburgers and sausages ahead of the summer grilling season. The company said on Monday, increasing competition for Beyond Meat as it releases an updated version of its own faux burger. Purveyors of plant-based meat are seeking to boost sales as COVID-19 vaccinations encourage more people to eat at restaurants and gather for backyard cookouts and other events. On a side note, one major restaurant, and I forget the name of it, is going to meet us, by the way, folks. So we're heading that way. Companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods aim to meet consumer demands for more climate-friendly diets. Climate-friendly diets. But sales of some of their products have slowed more recently as the plant-based rent trend cools. Tyson's Food, the biggest U.S. producer of animal meat by sales, introduced its first plant-based products in 2019, is adding burger patties, bratwurst, Italian sausage, and ground meat. You know, listen to this. This is going to be so yummy. Made from PEA, pea protein, to its offerings, according to the statement. Oh, I can't wait to eat a pea burger.
Will you still share it?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we're laughing. It really, this is for real stuff. It really isn't funny, but it is. You know, I'm like... Give me a pea sausage sandwich, please. But anyway... This is sad, people. This is America today. This is society we live in today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, you can make some comments. Go ahead.
No, I'd rather just listen to you laugh.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. But anyway, we knew for years probably putting horse meat and all this stuff, at least with real meat. Now they want to put in pea. So we'll move on. Yeah. This different topic. Majority of U.S. companies will require workers to provide proof of vaccination. Folks, I'll say this to start off with. If this is mandated, it's illegal because these are experimental vaccines, and they're not even vaccines, but they're experimental. FDA's not approved them. There'll be a lot of lawsuits against a lot of companies, and there should be. Looks like American colleges won't be alone in making vaccination mandatory for any students who want to return to campus next semester. But this is going to be a ripe lawsuit. I mean, lawyers are going to be happy. Despite the White House's determination that vaccination should be mandatory by law, more than 60% of American companies are reportedly leaning toward requiring proof vaccination from their employees. According to a new survey from the Rockefeller Foundation, 65% of businesses will offer some kind of incentive for employees to get vaccinated, while 63% said they will require proof of vaccination before workers can return to office. Another 35% said disciplinary actions are on the table, including the possibility of termination for those who refuse vaccines. Folks, this is leading for a grand time in the courts. Here in our little state of West Virginia, they will give you $100 if you take a shot. $100. Uh-huh.
Really?
And the shots are free. Now, can you imagine? I mean, companies giving away shots for free. Now, I wonder who's paying for that.
Yep.
But anyway, there's nothing free, obviously. But this is opening up, making a lot of lawyers rich, because there's going to be lawsuits everywhere. I got this from a listener. He told me to feel free and share it, so I will. This is a guy named Sean Crea, C-R-E-A. So I may share this. It says, "Hi, Pastor Butch. Thanks for your programs. They are always powerful. Hope you all had a nice weekend. The iron ore mine, where I work here in Hibbing, Minnesota, has sent out info for workers to be vaxxed. There are some of us miners that will not do it. They're starting with the salary workers first. They are to be vaxxed by this week or no more job for them. The company wants names of the miners that have gotten the vax or not gotten it. The union has no intention of supporting us. Of course not. We're hoping to get a copy this week of the official notice about the union so it's not just a hearsay. We are fighting against it, contacting those that may help, petition, etc. I'll update you with the info as things move forward. Attached and sent a copy of from the president and chairman that was sent last week and how they want everybody to get vaccinated for everybody's good. Our company is Cleveland Cliffs. Our mine is Hibbing Tactonite. You can share my story with whomever you want. Sean, thanks for the email. So, yeah, we are seeing him starting to try to force people to get shots. Sean's not going to do it. I do believe it's a law case on his hands. I really do. And good for him. Police officers, by the way, 39% of them in some places in this Las Vegas refused to get the shot. That's true. State Iowa, turns down 71% available vaccines on weak WAK demand. They're not, a lot of people are saying, we don't want these. We don't want them. God bless them. They're saying that. So we're seeing these things starting to come together, Melody. People are starting to get their eyes open to what's going on. And I'm so glad they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And our eyes are open as we're heading into the end of the program. Thank you, Butch, for joining me. Thank you, all the listeners, for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.